Amen. Amen. Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 27. Matthew 27, beginning at verse number 38. Amen. Matthew 27, beginning at verse 38 and following. Amen. Amen. The Word of God says, "Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." And we're continuing with March Gladness. Amen. Say March.
March.
Gladness. Amen. We've got March Madness in the world. Let's have a little March Gladness in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. We've talked about from the way that the exiles coming back to Jerusalem were glad, and when we talked about the Psalms of Degrees. But we want to talk personal today.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to talk about, I am glad,
Amen,
he did not come down. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm glad he didn't come down. Amen. I'm glad he didn't come down. The crucifixion, the most horrific crime that has ever been perpetrated in the annals of human history. But as Jesus was hanging on the cross, there was a circus or a county fair atmosphere. Many came to watch simply out of curiosity. Amen. Some came to taunt Jesus. You do know that he came to his own and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, amen, I want you to know there's always somebody. But those who taunted Jesus, they were so spiritually ignorant that what they heard, they didn't know what they heard. Isn't it amazing? You got folk come to church and they hear, but they don't know what they heard. And so they leave with a misunderstanding. But it is the intent of this preacher that when you leave today, you can say of a certainty that I'm glad he did not come down. Amen. Because there is so much that hangs on the fact that he did not come down. Amen. Amen. But some had heard Jesus say, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. But you see, like a lot of folk, they run down the road and think they know what he said. And so they said that he said he would raise up the temple. But Jesus was talking about his body. Amen. That was the house he was talking about. Amen. Amen. And I want you to know, ironically, that in 3 days he did get up, just like he said he would. Amen. 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 But I can hear them now in my mind. Thou that destroyest the temple, buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself. Uh-huh. I can hear other mockers taunting him, saying, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Amen. Come down from the cross. Know this, my brothers and sisters, because Jesus is the Son of God, who always obeys the will of the Father, he did not come down from the cross. Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad about it. Amen. He obeyed the will of the Father. Amen. And he stayed on the cross, fulfilled. And you know, Brother Paul says in 1 Corinthians 57, if Christ be not risen from the dead, then we are of all men most miserable. But do you not know that if he had not died, he could not have been raised from the dead? And so he died for our sins, but he got up for our justification. And it is just as if we never sinned. We are in a right relationship with him. Amen, amen. What the scoffers did not know, and what I am glad about, let me just share that with you. Can I go ahead and do that? Amen. There are three aspects of the eternal God that is found on the cross. Amen. Number one, we see God's plan. Amen. God's plan. I want you to know that sin is serious. Sin separates. Sin is destructive. Sin must be dealt with. Amen, amen. I want you to know that Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. The currency of sin is death. Ah, hallelujah. But Romans 3:23 says, to personalize it, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you need an Old Testament reference, amen. Isaiah says in 53:6, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. And the Lord hath laid on him. Amen. You see, he's given us his plan. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He's letting us know that somebody had to die. I'm so glad that Jesus died in my stead. Had Jesus not died, I would have to die. But the very fact that Jesus hung on the cross, amen, he died for my sins. And let me just whisper this to you. He died for your sins also. Amen. He died for every sin that had been committed, being committed, and will be committed. He died for them. Now, you have to appropriate to yourself what he has done on the cross. Amen, amen. All that he has done, you can refuse it. But I'm glad he stayed on the cross. And now my sins hung on the cross with him. And I can walk in the newness of life as if I never, ever sinned. And I'm now in a right relationship with God because of his plan. His plan, amen, propitiation, his plan was to let somebody else die for me. And can I go ahead? Amen. A search was made. Who will then do it? Amen. Search was made in heaven. Nobody was worthy. Search under the heaven. Nobody is worthy. But then John said, I look and I saw one coming. Amen. 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 Looked like a sheep that had been slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah was worthy. He would come and die in my stead. Amen. I don't know whether you're glad about that. Amen. But when I go to sleep, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. And when you go to sleep, you wake up. Amen. There will be some folk that will not go to sleep. They're going to die. But they're going to die because they chose not to accept what God had already prepared for them. Amen. So great a salvation. God had a plan. Amen. Let me let Isaiah tell you part of the plan. Isaiah says in Isaiah 53:10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Now that could have been you. Truth of the matter is, it should have been you. For you and for I. He died in our stead. The punishment that was due us, Christ accepted it gladly for our sake. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, And so that's God's plan, that someone would die and that someone would be in a substitutory fashion. He would be a substitute for Amos. You know, we always like to talk about a substitute for Isaac. Amen. God had a substitute for Amos. And you can put your name there. There's a substitute for you. He died in your stead. Had he come down from the cross, we of all men would still be most miserable. But he died and drunk the whole dregs of the cup. Because that was the plan. God had a plan and he worked his plan. Hallelujah. But more than that, God also had a purpose. Mm-hmm. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." There's the recognition that we were all dead in our sins and our trespasses. The purpose for Christ coming was to take away the punishment that was due us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. He came to ensure that we would have the right to eternal life. Amen. Now let me tell you something, folks. Eternal life does not begin when I die. Eternal life begins when I accept Christ as my Savior. Let me say that again. Because see, some folk not getting this. They think that I've got to die to know that I've got eternal life. No, you can know in your mind right now that you have eternal life because it's in the Son. And the Son came that we would have life and that life more abundantly. Amen, amen. Can I tell you something? When you've got cancer and TB and all that stuff, that's not the abundant life. But God is so gracious. Even when you have it, he knows how to cure you. Amen. The evil one will come against you with the attempt to draw you away from the Lord. And he believes what Satan says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he'll give to save his skin. But can I tell you something? We who trust in God, we know, as Job said, though he slay me, yet will we trust him. See, somebody here needs to know how to trust him in everything. Amen. Every day is not going to be hotty-hotty. Amen. Life has some ups and life has some downs. The fact that you come to the Lord will not exempt you from any pain. Amen. Pain is a part of life. But I'm so glad that he knows how to mitigate the pain. Go ahead, Pastor Jones. He knows how to ensure that when it bears down on you so heavy, he knows how to give you relief. Can I go ahead and preach? Amen. Brother Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:18, "For all and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ." God loved us so much that he didn't want us separated from him. But there was a price to pay to get us back to him. And the price that had to be paid, we couldn't pay it. Let me give you an illustration. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, after man had sinned, was driven out of the garden, there was an angel with a flaming sword that stood at the gate that would not allow anyone to come back in, which says of your own volition, you can't get back in. But you see, while we were yet sinners, amen, God loved us so much till he made it possible that whosoever will can come to him. But for them to come to him, they had to be part of the plan. And the plan is Jesus died for our sins, but he rose for our justification. The purpose is that we might be reconciled to God, that we can live with him and enjoy the benefits of being a child of the Most High God. Somebody said, "What are the benefits?" Usher, I'm glad you asked. Amen. When we start on a job, you know what after we find out, amen, when vacation time is, the next thing we want to know, what are the benefits? Amen. God has some benefits. Amen. You live a holy life. And see, until the Lord comes in your life, you can't live a holy life. I wish I had somebody here. Amen. You know, we like to talk about trying to live a perfect life. You can't live a perfect life, but you can live a pure life. Yeah, you can't live a perfect, even when you want to do everything right, Paul said evil is always present. Amen. But I'm glad that I can have a pure heart. Amen. And God looks at the heart. Amen. You can have peace in the midst of all of the chaos that's going on now. You can have peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you. Not like the world gives peace." Amen. 45 is trying to get Mexico to relieve some of the pressure. Amen. That's not peace. Amen. When people are hurting, you want to help them. But that's another message. When I understand, God has a purpose. Amen. God has a purpose. Amen. Can we go back to Isaiah 53 verse 11? He shall see of the travail of his soul. Amen. When Christ died on the cross, the Bible said, and he shall be satisfied. Amen. Propitiation. That's the purpose. Amen. He was satisfied that the sin debt had been paid. Amen. The pay, that was paid was acceptable to God. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. You see, the blood of heifers and goats and all that wouldn't pay the price. But the perfect blood of Christ, when he hung on the cross and shed his blood, amen, it paid the penalty for sin. And now we can stand justified, just as if we never, and I like to always put in there, ever. Never, ever, ever sin. Amen. We are in a right relationship with God. And the scripture says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. What is the agreement? The blood that Jesus shed. And one thing that I know, that whenever the devil comes against me, I'm covered by the blood. Amen. Amen. I blow it sometimes, but then when the accuser of the brethren tells the God, look at old no good Amos. He's a preacher of the gospel and he's thinking that. But you know what my elder brother said? Devil, get back, because he's covered by my blood. And when you're covered by the blood, amen, does not matter what comes in, you're covered by the blood. Amen. So we look at God's plan. God had a plan. He worked his plan. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, but he couldn't have worked it if Jesus had come down. And then secondarily, we see God had a purpose, that we would be reconciled to God. And the very fact that we have been reconciled to God, Paul says that we are not now ambassadors for Christ. Have you told anybody about the goodness of the Lord lately? Amen. Some of us, amen. God is good to us, and you know he is. Amen. As the old folks say, he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He keeps you day and night. As you drive the dangerous streets of Houston, he takes care of you. You ought to be able to tell somebody, I know him. Amen. He's good, and he's good all of the time. But that brings us to the third part of this God's aspect that we see on the cross, and that's God's person. Amen. We see God's person. Amen. Brother Peter says it so well in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but he is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Amen. God, the person of God says, even though you blew it, I still want you back. Amen. I will pay a price to get you back. Amen. I've got a heart of love for you. And I love you too much to leave you where you are. I will meet you where you are, but I'm not going to leave you there. Amen. I've got some better things for you. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he has some better things for us. Amen. Brother Paul said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men the great things that God has for us. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful today. I'm glad that he didn't come down. Had he come down, I would not have this assurance that the first breath I breathe after death, I'll be on the other side. Amen. Where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary would be at rest. You see, there's somebody here that's wondering what's going to happen at death. Can I tell you something? Don't worry about death. It'll take care of itself. You just need to know in whom you have believed. And I know that he's able to take care of everything because he destroyed death on the cross. If he had come down, death would still reign. Amen. Death had reigned from every man, from Moses. But can I go ahead and preach? That the God that I serve, when he hung on the cross, they nailed his hands and riveted his feet. He was able to look at death and said, oh, death, where your sting? I'm so glad that death will have no dominion over us. We're able to walk in the newness of life. Jesus is a mighty good God. He's worthy to be praised. On the cross, on the cross. Have I got a witness here? Jesus hung on the cross, gave his life for our sins. I'm glad he died for my sin, but rose for my justification. I would invite you to go back and take a critical look at the cross. Look at him as he goes up the Via Dolorosa with a cross on his shoulder. The Bible said he stumbled and he falls. No wonder he has your sins and my sins, but he's headed up to Golgotha's hill. The Bible said there was a black man coming out of the country, muscles rippling, and they compelled him to help Jesus bear his cross. Can I go ahead and preach? The Bible said when Jesus, that matchless Lamb of God, when he got up to Golgotha, they didn't have to hold him and nail him to the cross. He laid on the cross, let him nail his hands and rivet his feet. Don't you know many men had died, and all of them that had died, they took them to the cross. They were kicking and screaming, but when Jesus got to the cross, he laid on the cross. They nailed his hands and reared his feet. They stretched him wide. They dropped him low. But I would look at the curious crowd as they stands around. I stop by to tell you there's still curious folk that wants to know what's going on. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Sister Hodge, you got those folk that say, but it don't take all of that. Well, you don't know what it takes for me. You haven't been where I've been. The Lord has done great things, and I'm glad about it. But the Bible says they were curious, and they were scoffers. They wanted to make fun of Jesus. They said, if you be the Son of God, come down and save yourself. I'm so glad that the heart of God is hanging on the cross. The love for fallen humanity. And the only way we can be reconciled, Jesus had to die. But I'm so glad he didn't stay dead. They laid him in the grave Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, and early Sunday morning, he got up. Can I go ahead and preach? The Bible says he got up with all power. Can I go ahead and tell you, an eager angel had come down from heaven
rolled back the stone and took a seat upon it. And Jesus, the Prince of Life, walked out with all power. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, all power. Matthew 28 and verse number 18. Jesus said, all authority is given unto me. But I want you to know, when Jesus stepped on a cloud and went on back to glory, he looked down at Amos and said, you've got my authority. Preach my word. And I got a witness. He looked at Brother Walker and said, you've got my authority. Do what you do with my power. You don't have to do it by yourself. Have I got a witness? I want to tell you that there's somebody that walks with us day by day. As I walk this narrow path, Satan tries to draw me off, but somebody is walking with me. Somebody is talking with me. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He walks with me. He talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. When the going gets tough, I don't think I can make it. The Holy Ghost says, buck up, buckle. You can make it. Have I got a witness? How do I know that I can make it? The Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to know. It's the Holy Ghost that's on the inside. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. When I wave my hands, it's the Holy Ghost. When I jump and shout, it's the Holy Ghost. He's all right. He's all right. Ah, yes. Can I close here? The Bible said the same Jesus that hung on the cross, the same Jesus tabernacle here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You're good now. The same Jesus tabernacle here for 40 days. After 40 days, he took his disciples. Come on, disciples. He took them. Come on, disciple. He took them as far as the Mount of Olives. And while they were there, a cloud came down. Jesus stepped on the cloud and headed back to glory. And on his way to glory, y'all got to excuse me, but I feel like preaching. On his way to glory, he looked back at the disciples that had followed him from the lake of Gennesaret. Their hearts are heavy. They're shedding tears. He stopped in midair, called an angel down, said, go down and tell them this. I said, this same Jesus that you see going away, he's coming back. He's coming back. Yeah. To a church without a spot of blemish. My question to you is, are you in the church? I don't mean, are you just a member with your name on the roll? Are you a functioning member of the body of Christ? Thank you, disciples. I'm closing now, but I want us to know, one of these old days, he's coming back after a church without a spot or blemish. My question to you is, will you be in the number? Yay! Yay! I'm glad. I'm glad he stayed on the cross. I'm glad he didn't come down. For if he had come down, my preaching would be in vain.
Yes, sir.
If he had come down, I could not be a child of the Most High God.
Yes.
If he had come down, yes, I would have no power. So for you to get the power, you had not to go.
laid on the cross, endured the cross, despised the shame. But now he sat down at the right hand of authority. He's making intercessions for both you and I. My question is, do you appreciate it? Can you say, thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation.